You're listening to the Irish and Celtic podcast. You're here in Achill Island Distillery. We head to Stiller Kenquin.
Show number 615. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn, I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians out there who are working so hard to get noticed, get their music heard, and I'm here to help you discover some new stuff. So I hope you enjoy the music you hear, and if you do hear music you love, please email the artists. You can let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, but more importantly, support them. You'll find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with show times when you visit our website, CelticMusicPodcast.com. There you can support the artists by buying their music, seeing their shows, buying their merch, sharing their music online, whatever way you can do it. In fact, I would love for you to share, tag and share an artist that you love in today's episode. Go do that on your favorite social media app. Say you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You'll get a double whammy of supporting the show. We are just 1 week out from the release of my Kickstarter for the 2023 album pin that I'm releasing, along with the re-release of The Secret World of Celtic Rock, which is a compilation CD I put out about 20 years ago. And the track you heard starting the show, Groovy Scooby by The Rogues, is from that compilation. It's also on their album 5.0. Again, the Kickstarter, it launches on July 27th, and I would love it if you'd go over to our Kickstarter page. You can follow the link at markgunn.com/Kickstarter. You'll find a link in the show notes. And this will will take you straight over to our Kickstarter page, and there you can sign up to be notified, be the first to be notified about the compilation. I'm not trying to raise much money, but it is a nice way, if you want to support the podcast and you don't want to do so on Patreon, that's a nice way, alternative way to support the podcast. So head on over there, please share your support. Not only can you get, like I said, a physical CD, there's also shirts, there's a pint glass, there's a tote bag. You can also get an album pin so you can wear your album on your sleeve. Album pins are basically lapel pins, enamel pins with a, that says something special, in this case, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And the goal is to spark up conversation. And also, again, so you can show the music that you love and you can wear your album on your sleeve. It's a great way to support the music visually in a less than visual manner this day and age. So please go support, sign up, follow the link at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Next up is Moher with Cunningham's Waltzes, Leaving Brittany and Pernod Waltz from their album Phoenix.
times of darkness will always leave a spark inside the fray. A mountain of a man can't be forgotten. No, the valleys of his heart will show the way. As he went down, his letter touched the sky. Big fella falling down as the letter finds its way. Your tears will hit the ground. Divided by the right to be united, though the land we walk upon is all the same. Now they sit with his last words together. Woman, man and child carry the flame. As he went down, his letter touched the sky. Thank you.
tonight. Can you handle what it takes? Pull the lessons from your mistakes. Ghosts and the shame. Can you take the blame? It was a stormy sea that made a captain out of me. It was a rolling rogue and a wild ocean. I once thought I knew it all, floating along on a black calm. The North Atlantic shore cures you of that notion. Life's an ocean.
After Moher came the High Kings with their brand new album, The Road Not Taken. That was The Big Fella. Then came Paul Brock and Enniskehill with The Liverpool and The Jolly Beggar Man from their album, Humdinger. And finally, Darina Harvey Band with Captain from her brand new album, Waves of Home. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or a picture from your travels. I would love to see those pictures. So drop me an email at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. You can also message me on Facebook or contact me through Mastodon. And of course, if you'd like to introduce an episode of the podcast, it's super easy. Just email again, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Hannah Reifler emailed, working on emails while enjoying some delightful Celtic music. Susie Brown replied, when listening to the podcast, I'm usually trying to unwind after a labored intensive day of cleaning. Sarah Fletcher said, hi Mark, I am currently working while listening to Celtic Music Podcast. It helps me get through the day. Thanks. Daniel Fagan emailed, well, first I'd like to encourage you to go back to putting the show number in the show title. It helps with how I organize things in iTunes. What are you doing while listening? Generally, it is on in the background while I work after I play off that day's playlist not listened to in 3 years. If a song particularly captures my ears, I look up the artist and either purchase the album or add it to my Amazon wish list. Found a number of great groups that way through not only this podcast, but mostly Folks and the Wood Songs podcasts. Thanks for sharing those, Daniel. Those other podcasts out there, mostly Folks and Wood Songs are a couple others. If you go to actually magenetwork.com, I have a whole list of Celtic music and other podcasts that I host or that other people host. Again, magenetwork.com. And yes, Daniel, I saw your email a while back and I decided to add those numbers back in the show titles. Even though it lists it in the ID3 tags, I thought that it's still, I agree. I think it's still fairly is useful. So once again, those are back in there. PN Iceberg emailed, hey Mark, thanks for all your hard work. What are you doing while listening? Either working or out walking my dog and enjoying the fresh sounds of your show. I'm listening to more Celtic music as well as I'm trying my hand again at learning the bagpipes. Very cool. Keep at it. I would love to hear those someday in the future. And finally, Patrick Reiger emailed a photo and wrote, "Hi, Mark. I've been listening to your podcast for years, having learned about it back in 2006 when you mentioned it on the Renaissance Festival podcast. Today, I was listening to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast while airbrushing a small model of the Starship Enterprise D and enjoying the early Renaissance Festival weather we were having here in Pittsburgh. I help promote Irish and Celtic culture by being an admin on the Facebook page, Celtic Pittsburgh, created by my friend and Irish musician Susan Borowski, to spread the word about any events regarding Irish and Celtic culture in Western Pennsylvania. Before that, I made the Facebook event for the late Terry Griffith for his monthly show at Mullaney's Harp and Fiddle Irish Pub in Pittsburgh. Thank you for the many years of music, and I look forward to many more." Thank you so much, Patrick, not only for sharing your story, but also for finding a way to get involved with the community. You know, a simple Facebook page for Celtic Pittsburgh or wherever you are, and bringing people in and together and sharing the events to help spread the word about Celtic cultural events happening in your community is a great way to support Celtic culture through music and otherwise. So thank you for doing just that. I really appreciate that. It's wonderful hearing others doing that. Yeah, the Renaissance Festival podcast, they also celebrated their 18th anniversary. Of course, next week is ours. I started the Renaissance Festival podcast at the end of June, I think June 26, 2005, and this one, June 28th, 2005. The Renaissance Festival podcast is no longer mine. I passed it on to my good friend David Ryland, as well as all the amazing people over there, Matt and Chuck and Tony. They're all have done such a great job keeping that show going, and I'm so proud that it's still going even after it's been like 10 years since I owned it. So I really am grateful to hear that. And finally, what a great job with your Enterprise. Good job. If you want to see a picture of the Starship Enterprise, Celtic style, well, there's no Celtic knotwork on it, but there should be. I'm just saying, just throwing that out there, Patrick, if it had a little Celtic knotwork around the edges, you know, it'd be really just make it even better. Go check out that picture. You can see it at CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 615. Next up, we have Haneke Castle with the Green Lady and Olivia's Jig from Some Melodious Sonnet. Thank you.
Has been with me since the 23rd of May, sir. And all the while the rain came down in a most unpleasant way, sir. Well, I looked at the bird on the young man's hand, and the bird looked back at me, sir. Was a vulture plane from the hills of Spain, I could so clearly see, sir. Says I fear he's waiting here for you to pass away, sir. And all the while the rain came down in a most unpleasant way, sir. Shook his head and cried, "Whatever shall I do, sir? For it seems to me quite plain to see that I should give this bird to you, sir. I answered no and turned to go, but something made me stay, sir. Then the bird was sitting on my arm in a most unpleasant way, sir. here I've stood upon this spot for many's the night and day, sir. For who would tend my feathered friend till you came by this way, sir? Now the birds to you transferred, I can no longer stay, sir. For it hurts to see you look at me in that most unpleasant way, sir.
With this man-made island, fishing for Roiland, working for Jenny, sweet Jenny, all things. Wish it was milder, it couldn't be wilder, working for Jenny, sweet Jenny, all things. Jenny, all things. Jenny,
after Henneke Castle came Ed Yother with Patty West from his self-titled album. Then came In a Most Unpleasant Way, Sir, from the band Cantrip. That's from their album Undark. Then Jenny Allthings from their golden anniversary CD. That was the Tannehill Weavers. And finally, speaking of the Renaissance Festival podcast, I was listening to this track by Tom Lurie from their album Angus. It's Shebeg Shamor, and I really loved their rendition. It was just delightful. And I was like, I got to put that on the show. It's been a long time since I've had them on any of my shows, so I thought I'd put it over there, and I hope you enjoyed that track. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners, vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all that for as little as $1 per episode. Special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, James Baker, Anne McBride, and Jacob Leput. Thank you all so much for your generosity. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to Patreon. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $25. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon. Head on over to songhinge.com. Jesse Ferguson is up next with Arthur McBride. This is from his album, The Butcher Boy.
Tide folds be along Christmas morning. Well, for recreation we went on a tramp, and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Famp, and a little wee drummer intending to camp for the day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen, we did reply, intending no trouble, but just to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold, I will slip in your fist. And a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, always lives pleasant and charming. And the soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean and sup on thin gruel in the morning. What says Arthur? I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, yet we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange places to see. Although that your offers are charming, and we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we bar to our own chance, for you'd have no scruples but to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spalpeen or brat. For if you insult me with one other word. I'll cut off your heads in the morning. So Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades. When a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as farewell. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, where we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper their rage in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his palm, and we made a football of his rowdy dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious return. Cracks, and we paid no respect to their two bloody backs, for we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, for we were the lads who would give them hard clouts and bid them look sharp in the morning. Well named me cousin, one of them it bride, as we went walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it be a long Christmas morning.
changing like the seasons, giving life to where we stand. The keepers of a fire, a never-ending flame, burning for all in creation and for those yet without a name. And we rise every morning and shine. Time in the spirit of our sister dancing in the northern sky. And we rise every morning and shine out over the hills. We roar louder than the ocean ever will. We're as solid as the rock on which we stand.
Yeah.
After Jesse Ferguson came Corey Purcell with polkas from his album Undaunted, then the Innes Sisters with Daughters of Newfoundland from Keeping Time. Boxing Robin finished up the set with Claire to Donegal Jigs from The View from Here. And you know, if you enjoyed any of these tracks, you can vote for them in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. Vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode, and your vote will help me create next year's best Celtic music of 2023. I would love it if you go vote. You do need to be a patron of the podcast to do so, but you can do that for as little as $1 per episode or per month, for that matter, if you really wanted to. So just go cast a vote. I would really appreciate it. Remember again to check out our Kickstarter. Go follow it, because next week is when it launches, and I want to have a big kickoff launch. I would love your support, so please do that as soon as possible. And if the Kickstarter is already going when you hear this, well, then go make a pledge. You know, any amount would be, I'd be really grateful. So thank you so much for all your generous support. We're going to finish up with Brad Tuck. This is Battle Harbor Bound from his album Stages. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more with you soon. Sláinte.
Keen hands for a waltz around the stove. He'd earn his wage a cook by trade, frying fish and baking loaves. No finer soul to fill your bowl, he was known for miles around. And soon he'd be Battle Harbor bound. For the fishermen must eat, you see, he was gravely needed there. So he packed the things he thought he'd need to survive for half a year. 'Twas up the Kyle's gangway then, and he waved his hand goodbye, as her smokestack coughed up coal a mile high. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flop the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, down north to the Labrador. T'was a foggy morn, they docked on shore, there were people all around. There was old John Hyde, he'd be their guide, showed them all around the town. There were rowing skiffs and sailing ships that come from far and near. For the fishing grounds were worth a voyage here. So he set up camp and put his stamp on the cookhouse down the lane, where he'd grease his pans and steam his fans and thrive amongst the flames. With the sharpest knives he'd mold his prize, share it all around the hall. 3 times a day all spring now through till fall. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flop the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, down north to the Labrador. Simpler place, clean air and gravel roads. You can walk the trails carved by men who fished there years ago. And in the galley halls all spring through fall, you can stand where they once stood and waltz round the stove where he'd once cooked. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flop the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, down north to the Labrador. He was Battle Harbor bound, me boys, where the seas are ripe with gold. So flop the galley benches, boys, he'll warm your beaten souls. In a few short months the fishing's done, now there's winter ice offshore.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all the artists played in this episode so you can go and support them. Todd Wiley is the editor of our Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. You'll also get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.